Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because in you we live and move and have our being. We ask that you breathe upon your word tonight. Let not one person leave you the same. Thank you, Master. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Tonight we are connected, and I, like everyone, we are connected around the world. Get set because we are about to pray. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. He said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power. Release of power. The release of power. Understanding what it takes to release or unleash the power of God from within us. What does it take to release? What does it take to unleash the power of God to handle the diverse situations around our lives? The Bible makes it clear that it is God's will for his people to be full of his power. It's God's plan. Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8, Micah said, but I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. I am full of power. Acts chapter 6 verse 8. Speaking concerning Stephen. He was full of faith and also full of power. And he did great wonders and miracles among the people. Full of power. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, whatever you will do to get the fullness of power, do. But having been full of power, how do we release the power? I identified 5 ways. That is, I have the power of God and I want situations to change. I want things to happen around me. How do I release the power of God? Number one, through the word. Through the word. The word of God spoken from the lips of the child of God is a channel of power. A channel of power release. We just saw it. Luke chapter 4 verse 32 and also verse 36. He said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in verse 36, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4. The Bible said, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Do you want to release power into your situation? Speak
speak his word. Speak to it.
In Ezekiel chapter 37 and in verse 7, when the situation in the valley of the dry bones must change, Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a shaking. So there must be a speaking if there must be a shaking. I prophesied as I was commanded. By Sunday service, we look at accessing the power. But once you have gotten that power inside you, you get it out by your speech, your speaking. Authoritative speech, bold declarations of his word. Elijah was not praying when he said, before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain nor dew except by my word. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, it was not a prayer, it was a decree. And the power went into operation and held the heaven. That is why we must speak. That is why we must speak into the situation of our nation. That is why we must speak into the situation of our generation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. If God just watched the situation would have remained the way he met it. But God spoke into it. God decreed into it. And something changed. Something will change in your life tonight. And something will change in our land. True the word. Number two is true the altar of prayer. How do we release power? Power is releasable through the altar of prayer. In James chapter 5 and in verse 17, we look at the example of Elijah. The Bible said Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. He was praying and was releasing power at will. The power to open the heavens and to close the heavens was flowing at will from the altar of prayer. In 1 Kings, we saw how he called down fire. In verse 18, chapter 18, verse 36 to verse 38, 1 Kings 18, 36 to 38. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done these things according to thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me. That these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. Elijah prayed, and the power of God went into operation and brought forth results. Power is releasable at the altar of prayer. Second example here was the example of Jacob. In Genesis, you know how Jacob released the power at the place of prayer that changed him from Jacob to Israel. In first Genesis 32 and in verse 28, thou shalt no more be called Jacob. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Something is about to change in somebody's life today at this altar of prayer. If you are the one, say a louder amen. And we also saw the example of Jabez. Jabez, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10, Jabez was called miserable. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, that thou would keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which
he requested.
Power was collected, and that power
changed the life of Jabez. Power is coming tonight at the altar of prayer. Can somebody say aloud, amen?
Number three is true faith action. True faith action. Faith is a trigger for the release of power.
Faith is a switch of power.
When man begins to walk in faith, God begins to release his power. When we begin to walk in faith, God begins to release his power. The action of faith. Example, the action of faith that released power for the woman with the issue of blood. In Mark chapter 5 verse 28. Mark chapter 5 verse 28 to verse 29. The woman said in her heart, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole," she said. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried of power rushed through. And she felt in her body that he was healed of that plague. She acted. She said it, acted it, without necessarily praying now. This is why where faith is a bit different. She put forth the right action and drew the power. Example number two, the 10 lepers. In Luke chapter 17 and in verse 14. Luke 17 and in verse 14. Jesus, 10 lepers met Jesus. And Jesus saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went in the process of moving to the priest, they were cleansed. There was no prayer yet. Just go and show yourself to the priest. While the action of obedience was happening, there was the release of power that cleansed it. That was why I said action is the switch of power. Somebody say aloud, amen. Third example was a man at a beautiful gate. In Acts chapter 3 verse 7, when Peter and John went into the beautiful gate. All right, let's start from verse 3. From verse 2. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave it, expecting them, heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That was not enough. He went and took him by the right hand. That was the action of faith. And lifted him up. That was still faith action. And immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. When he says, "Silver and gold I have none," nothing happened. When he says, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk," nothing still happened. But when he stretched his hand into the man's hand and jerked him up, that action of faith, and the man cooperated with that action, released the power. So many times we have spoken and we have decreed and we have prayed, and yet the power is not yet released until God expects a certain action. You just move to confirm that you believe what you are trusting God for. You just moved. You moved into action. You took a certain step. You made a certain move. And while that happens, power is switched on. Somebody is receiving power tonight. Say amen. Number four is true praise action. The power of God is released through the action of praise. It's releasable. The wall of Jericho is our first example. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. That shout of praise released a power that collapsed the wall. So your praise is a power channel. Second example, you see it in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. When the children of God under Jehoshaphat were confronted with Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they began to worship and to praise God, and the power of God fell, and the enemy forces were defeated and beaten down because the people praised and the power was released. Third example is Paul and Silas in the prison. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 and in verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. As they prayed, there was a release of power. I see a power release tonight. Can somebody who is there say a louder amen? Anybody expecting such a release of power tonight, say a louder amen. Number five is through the action of sacrifice. The action of sacrifice is a platform of power. Sacrifice. Psalm 20 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. It said, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy burnt offerings, all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Look at verse 4. Grant you according to your own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. In the name of the Lord our God. Next verse. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. That's victory. The Lord fulfill your petitions. Sacrifice releases power. Now look at what happened in the battle between the Philistines in the days of Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, you look at verse 7 all the way to verse 10. Something happened. When the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it as a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord, offering. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him while he was offering the burnt sacrifice. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered. Somebody say power. With great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. Next verse. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until you come to Bethkar. And then in verse 12, they set up and they took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto has the Lord helped us. There is a time where you draw down power or release power on the platform of sacrifice. I have experienced it in my life many, many times. Where you have spoken and where you have prayed and you have done this, and then you lay a sacrifice on the altar, trusting the Lord for a turnaround or situation. And I've seen the turnaround many times. Psalm 126 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Say, turn again our captivity as the streams of the in the south. They that sow in tears, that is sacrifice, they shall reap in joy. Power to turn things around is available at the altar of sacrifice. And then, of course, you remember the sacrificial vow of Hannah when she could not bring forth a child. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, she made a vow, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid. But will give unto your handmaid a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 And in verse 18, God heard after they returned from Shiloh. Verse 19 now. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. There was a sacrificial vow, but years of barrenness was broken when that vow, that sacrifice was made. Power was released. Beloved, what have we said so far tonight? First of all, the way to see power or to release power is through the word. Number two, it is through the altar of prayer. Number three, it is through faith action. Number four, it is through praise action. Number five, it is through the action of sacrifice. My counsel is twofold. One, do all you can to access the power of God. Bible says, once God has spoken, twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. I believe that should be Psalm 62 verse 11 thereabout. Power belongs to God. If power belongs to God, how do I access the power? Do all you can to access his power. We'll focus on this by coming Sunday. And number two, do all you can to release his power. Hallelujah. Do all you can to release his power. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Will you wave your hands and give him the praise? Release his power. Luke chapter 4 verse 32. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you, Master. Thank you for the word you received tonight. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Honor to your name. All power is in your hands. There is nothing you cannot do. You raised the dead. You made the blind to see. That's one of our ancient songs. Oh, we worship you. All power is in your hand. There is nothing you cannot do.
raise the dead. Make the blind to see.
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor.